Yes, sir. Russ Barr Morning Show. And of course, yes, Kanye was quoted as saying Kim Kardashian is more influential than Michelle Obama. Agree or disagree? People poll time. Good morning. Hello.
Good morning. I totally disagree with that statement. But also, let me point out that he was talking about his Kim Kardashian's influence on fashion. He did make that distinction because there's no way in God's name that Kim Kardashian has more of an audience, first of all, than Michelle Obama in terms of her fashion and her style. Everyone around the world looks at what the first lady wears to balls, to inaugurations and other state dinners. So, I mean, in terms of just, you know, influence in terms of how black women view her as a person and a human being and as a successful black woman, I very seriously.
I read the quote, and yeah, that was one of the subjects that they were talking about. But I really kind of, like, after looking at the quote and looking at everything around it, I thought it was all encompassing. Because you know what? He may have a point that the fact that young ladies are looking at Kim Kardashian as maybe more of a role model than Michelle Obama.
Yeah.
You think so?
I hate to say it, but Kim Kardashian's more accessible. You see her on TV all the time.
I don't know.
She's in every magazine, on every cover.
But
so
it depends what your definition of influential, in what way.
Mm. Good morning. Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning. Your comment, please.
Hi, guys. My comment is, I think that Kanye has lost his mind.
We can all agree on that.
Positive. That's proof positive. That's disrespectful. That's the first lady. Kim Kardashian is tacky, and I'm really sorry that the media is giving relevance to this family and Kanye.
I agree with you, but I still can't stand it.
Yeah, but you know what? The point is that Kim Kardashian might be more influential. You know, she's pop culture.
Yeah. Right.
Wow. Good morning. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, your comment, please.
I don't think that anybody should even entertain what he said about that. It's just publicity for him. Like, that's what he wants from everybody.
But I don't think so. I don't think it's publicity. I think he believes she deserves a star on the Walk of Fame.
That's
he really
crazy.
Kanye believes it.
You know how people have their handprints? She would have what?
Her ass print.
Knee prints,
yeah.
But let me just say this, though. Kanye does have a problem with the president of the United States. You got to remember the president called him
that.
An ass.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Which is kind of unbecoming of a president, but what the hell. Right. Good morning. Hello. Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing? Your comment, please.
I'm fine. I just wanted to say that I think Kanye West is ridiculously crazy. I don't know why he would even compare someone who has been involved with anything as far as porn goes to the first lady. I think that's very disrespectful.
Yeah.
And I also just want to say it shows that what our young people and our young women have to look up to. If he can say on national TV that Kim Kardashian is more influential, I think that's crazy.
I got you.
Why does everybody say Kanye is crazy? Everybody over Twitter is like, he's cuckoo. He lost his noodle.
The first lady is international, man.
And but our first caller brought up a point because they were talking about fashion, too.
Yeah.
But I don't like Kim's fashion. But I really felt that he was going a little deeper, you know, and basically bringing up his view.
But what does that say about our society? Because now I think about it a little more. Maybe young people are like, when I grow up, I want to be more like Kim Kardashian. Realistic.
Not trying to be rude, says more of these girls would rather have a life like Kim K than Michelle. Oh, and it's true. Look how Kim Kardashian lives.
That.
She gets on private plane.
Michelle
Obama does
lady.
As well.
But our generation wouldn't think like
I
that.
I don't.
These younger people.
But
are you
kidding me?
She's the first lady of hip hop. Good morning. Hello.
Is she?
Hello.
Yes. Your comment, please.
How is it that somebody is more influential than the first lady whose only claim to fame is a sex tape?
Yeah. But you know what?
I don't understand it.
It's like negativity sells. You know, it really does. And, you know, it is part of our culture. You know, you got to look at all these reality stars, man. The people that get the most juice are the ones that are the most ratchet.
That's right. Miley Cyrus. We ain't heard of that girl in 5 years.
Yeah.
Judah on the Beats says, sad but true. Culturally, girls look up to Kim more than the first lady. If you can't see that, then you're out of touch.
Mm. Good morning. Hello.
Good morning.
How you doing? Your comment, please.
My thinking is that, because Kanye is crazy, like what everybody's saying, and I agree with everybody saying that the fact that he just wants to compare her to the first lady. But my main thing is I feel like Kanye wants to just put Kim Kardashian like on a pedestal and make her somebody to look up to, like she's like important or something, like trying to match his flag. So.
He wants us to forget how we know her, how came to know her, which is a sex tape with Ray J.
He wants her looked at like Beyonce.
Yeah, he does, and that's she'll never be Beyonce.
He wants
to
rewrite history.
You're right.
You know,
you're
we all like to do that when we want to change our image.
Sure.
And you know what? It's like, was Kim totally responsible for putting that tape out and getting nowhere?
Boy, are you crazy? Yes. Of course she was. Yes. Her best friend was Paris Hilton. She did the same thing Paris did.
Because she did milk it, though.
She milked it. Paris's didn't go as far as Kim Kardashian's.
Good morning, hello. Why do I entertain you?
I don't even know why I entertain
hello.
Conversation with you.
Hello.
Oh, you took too long. I'm sorry. Good morning. Hello.
Yeah, how you doing?
All right, your comment, please.
Yeah, I think Kanye a little crazy, but he was talking about fashion and people just need to stop throwing Kim on the bus. She made a mistake. She's a good businesswoman. Ray J not rich off the tape.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
You know why Ray J's not? I don't want to tell you why Ray J's not rich off. Don't get me started. Plenty of sisters on put
out. Right,
don't get me started. Swell Abrations says, no disrespect for the dead, but the ghost of Donna need to come back and kick Kanye's ass for that blasphemy. Tony T. Han agrees with you, says he's jealous of Jay-Z and Beyonce's relationship, also their relationship with the president.
Mm.